Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is the mixtape on Sports Radio 610. I am not Figgy Fig. That is not Reggie Attitula, but the mixtape goes on. And this was a really fun one for me because, interesting, maybe not fun, because, you know, when I you know how much I go fishing and I keep a little place down in Aransas Pass, Port Aransas area. Well, this happened in Port Aransas, right in my backyard down there. So everybody likes to go beachcombing. I mean, you've been beachcombing, right? Go down to Galveston, down in Florida where you live for a while.
St. Pete, yeah.
When you're down at the beach, you go beachcombing. Well, what if you found a giant starfish on the beach when you're beachcombing? Listen to this report from KHOU.
Another creepy crawly on Texas beaches. Christine sent us this video and several images of a starfish on the shores of Port Aransas. This is a gray sea star using its little tubes on its feet to crawl along the sand. The gray sea star can grow up to 12 inches across. Christine posted the video on Facebook and people were shocked by the size of the starfish.
Wow.
She put it back, by the way, I asked.
Back in the
good
sea.
Good for her. Yes. For her.
You got to wait for the...
Well, it's beautiful.
Look, I'm like, I don't know if I would have did that. I would let it dry out and put it on the shelf.
No!
Good for you.
We do like to collect seashells, but I haven't collected
them. That was nice.
That was my favorite part. I think that, who was that? That wasn't me and Gradney, was it? Who was that?
I couldn't tell you.
But anyway, I felt like she was the only honest one there. She's like, yeah, I'd have killed that thing and put it on a shelf. It was giant.
I'm looking at the pictures of it. It is massive. And yeah, my girlfriend would 100% have done the same thing. So the last time that I went to the beach with my girlfriend, there was actually a beach in Oregon, and we spent about like 20 minutes like beach combing, and we picked up a couple of rocks and shells and stuff. She would 100% have taken this poor thing away from the water so we could slowly shrivel up and die an agonizing death. And his poor starfish family would be crying, when's daddy coming home? He's not coming home. He's now a prop for a woman.
Come on, man. You can't do pasture starfish like that.
Look, I'm telling you, I feel like she was the only honest one there. Like, it's a beautiful fish. You were looking at it, and it's very unique. And I found out later that these things usually are in over 180 to 100 feet of water. Somehow it wound up, you know, on the beach in Port Aransas, and it was crawling around. It's got those suction cups and all that stuff. And by the way, whenever it loses one of its star legs or whatever, it grows back. Like, it's a weird fish and very unique.
A real sicko out there might think about seeing if they can watch this.
Yeah.
I was thinking the arm grow back. Like, we're going to torture it.
I'm sure it takes like a couple days at least.
Yeah, you would think, but I'm not going to lie. I, I'd like to think, as much as we're all about conservation and stuff when I'm out fishing, I'd like to think I'd have put it back too, but would you?
Listen, the girlfriend. I
blame it on the girlfriend.
Happy. Listen, I, as someone who's just trying to find a more full-time job as I figure things out, I don't think I have a choice. I think I got to kill this thing to make my girlfriend happy.
All right, so that was kind of, you know, unique and different. Something that's rolling up on the beaches in the Port Aransas area, but it doesn't hold a candle to this. This is happening on the very same beach.
So it's continuing to wash up. It's nothing short of creepy. We're talking about dolls. Yes, dolls. And the images, well, that's the stuff that nightmares are made of. Our Bill Churchwell headed over to Mustang Island, and he has his story.
Washing up with the high tide is something that is turning heads and sparking reactions like this.
I think it's very freaky.
Dozens of dolls and doll parks found stuck in the sand along the South Texas coastline.
We've found well over 20 dolls over the last few years.
Jace Tunnell is the director at Mission Aransas Reserve.
We monitor about 40 miles of beach from North Padre Island all the way up to Matagorda.
He is among the researchers who normally sets out in search of things like turtles and birds on the beach. But every once in a while, he finds one, a creepy doll, or a bucket of them.
Sometimes it's got barnacles coming out of the eyes, or the hair's just halfway falling off. You know, stuff kind of what nightmares are made out of.
But where are they coming from? Tunnell says a debris study through the University of Texas Marine Science Institute shows how much trash washes up on Texas beaches.
We actually have 10 times the amount of trash that washes up here, and it has to do with the loop current that goes around Mexico and up the east coast of Florida, and we get these eddies that come off of there, and anything that's in that current gets pushed up on the Texas coast.
He says the dolls could be coming from anywhere in the world.
I can't imagine having this up in my house.
But there are some collectors who treasure these finds. In fact, they're being sold to raise money for the Amos Rehabilitation Keep, with every penny going to help in the recovery of stranded sea turtles and birds.
Some people tell me that they collect them and they want to buy them, and so I just point them, say, hey, watch the Facebook page, and in March we'll post when we're going to have the sale.
The washed up toys, also an eye-opening call to action to keep our beaches cleaner.
If you see trash on the ground, pick it up and dispose of it properly.
In the meantime, if you plan to head out to the beach, watch where you step, because something might already be watching you.
Oh my God.
Bill Churchwell, greetings.
When we say dolls, I was showing Paul the video. There's it's the classic scary doll, you know, the little plastic face. One of them had a fish stuck in his eye. One had a bunch of mold in her eye, whatever. A bunch of mold coming out of their mouth. You saw the one with the green stripes all over it.
It looked like Sid from Toy Story's backyard.
That's but a good reference right there.
Sid on a bad day.
Yeah.
Sid on a bad day.
I mean, that was some freaky stuff. And if you're listening along and you're not watching it, you didn't see my face, first off. My jaw dropped. That was just some weird looking stuff. Also, that guy that's stepping in there, this Mr. Science, he's like, well, actually, it's from this. Like, completely disarms the video. If you're watching that video, you see that on mute. Yeah. That is truly haunting stuff.
But here's the funny thing, Colin. I mean, he said at one point it could be coincidence. There's like 40 dolls over the course of whatever many weeks that are rolling up with all kinds of growths coming out of their body on the same beach.
Come on, dog.
Definitely targeted. Have you ever been to a house, maybe it was like a family member, where there's relatives and they've got a room and it's just dolls?
Oh, the dolls, it's the worst. I collect them. Well, I'm sorry for you.
I don't want to stay. I've had to stay in a doll room before at night. It's not fun.
I had to stay in a doll room.
What in the world led you to that situation?
They're all looking at you.
Family, just like I was on a family vacation and the room that was available, they had a doll room. As someone who is still scared of Slappy from Night of a Living Dummy, the Goosebumps made for TV movie from like the late 90s. Yeah, I didn't like that.
These are incredibly creepy dolls. Things that are growing. The one with the fish in the eyeball.
Oh my God.
That's going to be used for some B-roll in a horror movie one day.
Absolutely will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so Paul, you weren't here. Actually, Colin wasn't either, but he was around. So Figgy gave, right here on the mixtape, he gave our listeners nightmares last Friday, flat out. In fact, they were talking about it a bunch. You know, he was out. Reggie was out tailgating, and a bunch of listeners came up and said, "Dude, what was that about?" And Figgy said people have been texting him. I've gotten texts from all kinds of friends about what he dubbed the worst, accurately, I might say, the worst Christmas song ever. Now, we're not going to play all three parts again, but it's called An Old-Fashioned Christmas, Daddy's Home. And the first part is very sweet, kind of like, sounds like one of those Goodyear records, you know, with all the little, you know, Johnny Mathis and Nat King Cole and all this. Nice little song. Then it gets dark real fast. What fun it is to...
We're sorry to interrupt this program, but a bulletin has just been handed me. There's been a serious accident involving the number 5 bus out of New Haven. The only information we have is that the bus skidded on a patch of ice and slammed into a tree. Stay tuned to this station for further details.
Mommy, isn't that the bus Daddy rides each night? Put your mind at ease, my children.
I don't know.
Everything's all right. Everyone, don't get excited. Things will be okay. Nothing bad is going to
Another plot twist coming up.
On this Christmas day.
Sounds pretty good so far, right? It gets darker. Hold on.
It's gonna be
a Christmas song.
Old fashioned Christmas.
Don't listen to the lyrics.
For my children.
All right.
The daddy.
Hold on to your hat.
And me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed the latest report involving bus number 5 out of New Haven. And from all indications, we're sorry to report that there were no survivors.
It's like Christmas song!
Oh my God, this just can't happen. What am I to do? What have I got left in life to look for?
Oh, God. Yes. It keeps, hold on.
Who will walk me down the aisle on my wedding day?
Oh, Lord.
Who is gonna buy me toys and take me out to play?
Uh-oh. Another plot twist.
Daddy!
Hey!
Merry Christmas, everybody. I know it's late. I missed my bus. Well, don't just stand there. Help me with these presents.
Oh, God.
What? Why? That's really the only question I have in response to all that. Why? Why? Why is that a Christmas song? It didn't relate to Christmas at all.
Well, it's an old-fashioned Christmas, Paul. But here's the other thing, and I said this the other day when Figgy played it. There are 40 people dead on the highway,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, daddy's home, all good.
It didn't affect me. They're NPCs.
And it's like the first verse is like an old-fashioned Christmas. You heard the melody. And all of a sudden, it takes this dark turn. Oh, we interrupt this program. It's been a wreck on the bus your dad's on.
It's funny because I was recording and listening to it, and I thought for a second I accidentally like potted something up. Like I
said, oh, yeah, it was like not related.
Yeah, I thought, yeah. Like, what do you have me here, John?
That was wild.
And then it gets even darker. But it did.
It did land, though.
It did land.
We got home.
And we got a lot of people freaked out. Now we got them freaked out again. But it did get me thinking, beyond that, which I think wins the award, what's a Christmas song that just kind of freaks you out? You know, I think the obvious answer is Baby, It's Cold Outside. You know, it's called Consent, Brother. and there's not a whole lot of it in that song.
Someone did a comedian version. I'll play this on tomorrow's mixtape. Yeah. There's a comedy version of this song where somebody, like the guy's like, okay, leave. Which he keeps on saying, it's cold outside. Get out.
Well, we have a little bit of that, but then I want to get to something else. Yeah. Little Dean Martin. No does not mean no, apparently.
Is he sauced up at this one?
Probably.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No does not mean no to Dean.
Baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful.
Who cares about your mother? You're staying here.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
He's so smooth.
Beautiful, please don't hurry. Just put
changing
some
the subject
on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
All right, that's
no
good.
An espresso martini right here.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have any others that kind of freak you out. This one definitely freaks me out, and it's called Christmas Shoes.
Oh no.
Christmas Shoes.
No.
Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And know these shoes will make her smile. And one or two look beautiful. If Mama meets Jesus tonight.
What in the world? Can you get Mama her shoes, she's dying and might not make it through the
dying
night.
Dying of cancer.
Okay, I actually never listened to that song. I wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you don't get your mother these shoes, she's going to die faster and in more pain.
What is with these songs like that are supposed to be a holiday, like cheery, joyful?
Yes.
Like, why the dark twist? Like, yes. Come on, man.
Well, here's the thing. We all know, like everywhere else and every other day of the year, there are some very sad things that happen at Christmas. You know, we've all tried to, you know, give, you know, to hospitals and organizations that, you know, for people. I know we all do. You know, to different degrees, we all have that compassion, whether it's, you know, the Red Bucket, you know, or some other charity. But you hit it, Colin, like, to make a song about it, and not only make a song about, like, a you know, your dad potentially dying with 40 other people on a bus on the side of the road and, you know, your mom having cancer and maybe not making it through the night, so let's get her a pair of shoes.
it's not going to help.
It does. Well, first of all, why do you do that? And secondly, do you think it's going to be a hit? Do you think, like, people, hey, we got to play that one. Remember that one?
I wonder who that is for. You're right, because if you're playing it on the radio, I think I would tune out. On Christmas, I want to be in denial that bad things exist. Yes. I mean, that's part of the holidays.
It has 8.9 million views on YouTube, 68,000 likes, and I can't see the dislikes because YouTube much.
I got to believe a lot of those, including the old-fashioned Christmas song, people either morbidly ironic or whatever, like, have you heard this one?
See, I thought the Oh Holy Night song that's sung by a drunk man at karaoke is the worst Christmas song I've ever heard, but at least that was done clearly ironically. This,
yeah,
I can't believe people came up.
832 said grandma got run over by a reindeer. I got over it, but when I was little, I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, they clearly hated her. They clearly hated the grandma. Because they're very happy about it. Like, classic grandma. She's dead. Anyway, that's good. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. He's John. I'm Paul. And that was Figgy's mixtape. Texans took down
Sweet Dreams
the Raiders yesterday, 23-21. Final thoughts on that before we turn things over to The Drive. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.